National Anthem has been played here at Macon High School, Macon, Missouri. Ben Wittenstein with you on 99.9 The Captain, as well as on CentralMoInfo.com. Appreciate you all taking some time out of your Wednesday evening to tune into a fun softball matchup. Sure to be a fun one. Moberly and Macon. Again, this game was scheduled to be played last week, but because of the rain that we had in the area all week long, they canceled it due to the wet field. And so we will be playing this as a makeup game today.
Always look on the bright side, but make sure you wear your shades.
On Susan Macon, Moberly led by first-year head coach Ryan Taylor, and Macon led by second-year head coach Amber Duncan. It will be Moberly batting first again, as they are the visiting team, coming out in their visiting white uniforms and blue pants, red socks, and they have Spartans written across the chest in red and blue, and the red numbers as well. Macon in their home whites. They have black sleeves, black pants, orange socks, and their ball caps will be black as well. I want to thank a few more of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Ryan Roebuck, your State Farm insurance agent. Long Branch Trophies and Awards. Beauty and Pain, LLC. Vision Care Associates, LLC, all of Macon. Horizon Credit Union of Macon, Sheraton, Knox, Monroe, and Sullivan Counties. Rick Service and Tire of Bevere. Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. And Moberly Area Community College, as well as Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. We are just about to get underway. Michaela Payne will be stepping into the batter's box first for this Moberly Lady Spartans team. In the circle for Macon, Allie Clark, wearing number one, the sophomore, 1.75 ERA this season, 1-0. Making her second start of the year, giving up three hits, two runs, five strikeouts as well. And her first pitch, inside corner for strike one, 0-1 on Michaela Payne. Payne, the junior, 190 is her batting average, a 292 on-base percentage. And second pitch hits Michaela Payne. So Moberly will start this game with a runner on first. That will pave the way for Sam Calvert, the sophomore, to step in. The righty wearing one batting glove on her left hand. And first pitch swings and fouls it off to the left. Out of play for strike one, 0-1. Payne on first for Moberly, hit by pitch on the second pitch of this game. So Calvert already behind in the count 0-1, but already Payne on first. And the pitch, Calvert hits it up the middle, and it's misplayed, and Payne will stand on second. And Calvert on first on the infield single. It bounced off the glove of Lexi Miller. And so two on and no out for Moberly here early on in the top of the first. Tara Ginter now comes to the plate. And first pitch, foul back, strike one. Ginter, a junior, batting 455 this season. This is her 23rd at bat. She already has 10 hits on the year as well through seven games. 0-1 on her. Two runners on. Second pitch hit hard, but hit foul over to the left. And out of play for strike two. Calvert standing on first after her single. Payne on second. No outs here in the top of the first. Ginter will play catcher when Moberly's on defense. The pitch, and she hits that one into left field for a base hit. 99-9, and she scores. And a bit of a run on here by Calvert as she went past second, so she's in a rundown, trying to catch up to her Lexi Miller, and she throws over to third, and Calvert is out, but going over to second is Ginter. So Ginter over to second on her single, scoring Michaela Payne, and Moberly up early here in the top of the first, 1-0. It was aggressive base running by Calvert. She unfortunately got tracked down by that Macon defense. Heads up play there by catcher Sydney Miller to see her rounding second. So now at the plate, Mary Billington, the shortstop, hit her first home run the other day of the season. She has six in her high school career. Now, we have Ginter standing on second. 1-0 Moberly here in the top of the first. One down, 1-1 on Billington. And a pitch. That's foul behind 1-2 behind the backstop. It's a cool 80 degrees here in Macon today. Sun beginning to set. Clear skies, no wind. Perfect day for some softball. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. First out for Moberly. As pitcher Allie Clark gets her first strikeout. So one down. Two down here in the first. 1-0 Moberly, and already Tara Ginter standing on second. First pitch to Lauren Koenig is high for a ball. 1-0. Koenig will be pitching for Moberly in the bottom of the first. And her second pitch, high fly ball, shallow center. Getting under it is Milburn to catch it for out number three. But Moberly does some damage here in the top of the first. They score one, and they lead 1-0. It will be Macon's turn at bat. Coming up next here on 99.9 The Cap.
1. I said 1. Business banking. Business banking. Business banking. No, I don't want to go back to the main menu.
Frustrated with a lack of good service? It's time to discover Horizon Credit Union in Macon and now Kirksville. Visit their new branch at 1204 South Baltimore Street. Visit them online at yourhcu.com.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
And we're back here at Macon High School on 99.9 The Captain, centralmoinfo.com. Moberly scoring one run in the top of the first inning, so they lead 1-0 against Macon early on here. We will see the top of this lineup for Macon coming in here, their first time at bat in this one. Jillian King will lead off. We'll see Anna Howbat second, and then Lexi Miller will bat third. So that will be how deep we get, at least thus far here in the top, or excuse me, bottom of the first inning. With Moberly already that 1-0 lead, they got Michaela Payne in on a double by Tara Ginter. But on that double, they also caught Sam Calvert on a rundown, but she had to do that in order for Ginter to get over to second base. So one run was scored by Moberly on two hits and no errors, and they left one on base. So we'll see Jillian King, the center fielder for Macon, up to bat first. King, the senior, averaging .533 this year. On base percentage of .562. She also got 8 hits on the year, 2 doubles. Also left-handed. One of the few left-handers on this team. So she'll step into the left-handed batter's box. 2 batting gloves for her. Wearing that face mask over her face with the batting helmet, black batting helmet.
Your greatest hits.
And pitch number one is in the dirt. 0-1 on Jillian King. Macon riding a 4-game winning streak, 4-0 to start the year under second-year head coach Amber Duncan. And the 1-0 swung and hit foul towards the left side. Playable just out of the reach of Sam Calvert over there down the left field line. So that will bring up strike one, 1-1 on Jillian King. King steps in to face down Koenig, and the 1-1. That one's hit hard foul off to the left, out of play, 1-2. Koenig comes in 2.86 ERA, 2-5 on the year, coming off a loss in her last game. She's got a 1-2 count on King, and King hits a shallow one to right field. Getting under it easily is Wooten, and she'll make the grab. One down here in the bottom of the first. 1-0 Moberly. Macon trying to come back here early on. Coming up, Anna Howe, the second baseman. Howe, a sophomore, batting 167 this year. She's a righty, wearing one batting glove on her left hand, her right hand taped up, and the first pitch CC's inside for a ball. Macon coming off a 6-1 win against Kirksville in their last game. And the 1-0 as Howe swings and hits that one, high-popping foul off to the right. That will make it 1-1 on Anna Howe. One down here in the bottom of the first. Moberly up 1-0. And the 1-1. Howe hits that one straight up the middle into center field, a grounder, base hit. And Macon has a runner on first with one down here in the bottom of the first. So Howe at first. We'll see Lexi Miller now, the shortstop to bat. No batting gloves for her. With one down here in the bottom of the first and one on for Macon. First pitch outside, ball one. We're trying throwing over to second. Howe now inching towards first and misplayed by Reynolds as it rolls into right field. And Howe will take second base on a stolen base. Nifty base running there by Anna Howe, the sophomore. So Howe in scoring position. Lexi Miller, 1-0 on her. Caning the pitch. That's down, low ball two. One down here in the bottom of the first. Moberly one, making nothing. But the Tigerettes have a runner in scoring position on second base. 2-0 on Miller. Caning the pitch. And that's hit up the gap at short into left field for a base hit. Howe over at third, and Miller standing on first. Runners on the corners for Macon with one out. And they're trying to get Miller in a rundown, and Howe just runs over to home plate to score, and the ball thrown into right field, which will allow Miller a chance to run over to third base. So essentially a triple there by Lexi Miller. Anna Howe scoring easily. And Miller standing on third with a single after some misplayed balls in the infield by Moberly. So Peyton Milburn at bat. 1-1. You're in the bottom of the first, one down. And the first pitch to Milburn inside and low for ball 1-0. Miller standing on third. Koenig trying to prevent more runs. Her 1-0 pitch, and that one's hit deep to right field, going back to get under it. And to make the catch is Wooten, but tagging and coming home is Miller on that deeply hit ball. So the sack fly by Milburn scores one, puts Macon ahead now 2-1 here in the bottom of the first. Two down here in the bottom of the first. Sydney Miller now coming to the plate. Miller, the senior, her first pitch. Right down the middle for a strike. 0-1 on Sydney Miller.
The cool sounds of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on the Captain.
This year, the 0-1. Swing and a miss on a high pitch. Strike 2, 0-2. Miller has a .625 slugging percentage. She is one of this team's power hitters. And an 0-2 count with two down. Her team leading 2-1 here in the bottom of the first. And the 0-2 down low for a ball, 1-2. Her coach, Amber Duncan, said if we did not have her behind the plate on defense, we would be in trouble. That's how important her defense is to this team. 1-2, high and outside, 2-2. Two outs here in the bottom of the first, Macon scoring two runs to go ahead 2-1 over Moberly right now. And the 2-2 from Lauren Koenig. Down low and inside, and Miller has worked it full. And 2 on Miller. Base is empty after a sack fly, and she hits her 3-2 pitch foul behind the backstop. Anna Howe and Lexi Miller both scoring runs in the bottom of the first. 3-2 count on Sydney Miller with two outs. Koenig, the delivery. And smacked into left field through the legs of Calvert for a base hit for Sydney Miller. So Miller on first with a single. We continue to go through the order. Now at batter number six for Macon in this inning, Kate Hawkins, the first baseman, to the plate. And we will have a pinch runner, Tierra Wood, coming in for Sydney Miller. So Wood will be the pinch runner standing on first for Macon. With two outs here in the bottom of the first, 2-1, Macon's lead trying to add on here as Kate Hawkins comes to the plate. Sophomore batting 571, one of the leading hitters on this team. Seven hits this year. Her first pitch, a high pop-up, shallow right field, coming in the second baseman, Reynolds, to make the catch in her lap. So that will be three outs, but Macon scores two runs here in the bottom of the first to go up 2-1. We go to the top of the second, and we will be back in 60 seconds with Moberly up to bat here on The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Hey, no matter what you have going on this Saturday, make sure you mark your calendars and set some time aside for this very special once-in-a-lifetime event. It's the Moberly Motors grand opening and 75th anniversary celebration this Saturday from 11 to 3. It's two celebrations in one. To introduce the public to our brand new state-of-the-art facility and to celebrate 75 years in four generations of tradition right here in Moberly. It's going to be fun for the whole family with free food and drinks, tons of great prizes and giveaways, classic cars on display, a caricature artist, multiple radio stations live on site, tours of our all-new facility, and more. We couldn't have been in business for 75 years without you, and we built this new facility to serve you better. So what better way to celebrate both than to have a big party for all of you? Come join the fun here at Moberly Motors during our grand opening and 75th anniversary celebration this Saturday from 11 to 3.
How can a little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, ruin your day? When that little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, has a close encounter with your windshield at 70 miles an hour. Oh, that's how.
Relax. Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield, take care of the insurance paperwork, and have you back on the road in no time. KB Tire and Auto, for your automotive glass needs. 263-7500.
Thank you.
Baseball has a pinch hitter. The military, they have a secret weapon. So when it comes to finding unique gifts for hard-to-shop-for people, shouldn't you have some kind of unfair advantage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would be great.
Well, now you do.
Let Long Branch Trophies and Awards in Macon be your secret weapon. Debbie will personalize gift items with custom laser engraving. She has great gift ideas for all ages. Visit Long Branch Trophies and Awards in downtown Macon and on Facebook.
Back here at Macon High School, it's a 3-0 count, and now 4-0 is a low pitch. Hits Cat Hager, so Hager will go to first base on a walk to start the top of the second for Moberly. 2-1 is the Macon lead here in the top of the second. Moberly scoring one in the first, and Macon scoring two to go ahead. And now Hope Calvert will be the pinch runner for Cat Hager. So Calvert standing on first for the Lady Spartans. No outs, and up to bat now is Macy Hardwick, the junior, averaging .250 this season, 20 at bats. This is her 21st plate appearance. And the first pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. Hardwick leads her team in doubles, three doubles so far this year for the junior. 1-0 pitch. High, but a swing and a miss. Strike one, 1-1. Allie Clark has a 63% strike percentage. 63% of her pitches are strikes. And it's a 1-1 count right now on Hardwick. Ball's in for strike two, 1-2. Hope Calvert standing on first. No outs here at the top of the second for Moberly, down 2-1. The righty, nope. One batting glove on her left hand. The 1-2 pitch inside, ball two, 2-2. Pretty good crowd here on hand at Macon High School. Again, this is a makeup game that we were supposed to have last Wednesday, but they decided to make it up because of poor weather last week. The 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. On a ball over the middle, Hardwick goes down swinging. That is strikeout number two for Allie Clark today. And out number one for Moberly here in the top of the second. See second baseman Quincy Reynolds come to the plate. Again, one batting glove on her left hand. And her first pitch, she shows bunt, pulls it back. But not in time as it's a strike. And going over to second is Calvert. And she slides in safely. So a stolen base there. Hope Calvert in scoring position. It'll be 0-1 on Quincy Reynolds. The junior at 250 this season, an on-base percentage of 286. And the 1-0. High fly ball, pop foul over the to the left side to make it 1-1. Reynolds coming off a 2-3 game in their last game against Fulton. Leads her team in triples as well, two triples on the year. 1-2 count on Reynolds, one out. And the 1-2 high and outside, 2-2. Calvert standing on second for Moberly, down 2-1 here in the top of the second. Clark with the 1-2. Reynolds swings, a shallow pop. Coming in to grab it is third baseman Milburn for out number two here in the top of the second. So we'll see Haley Hardy, the bottom of the order for Moberly. Designated player for them as well. Doesn't play on the defensive side of the ball. The senior averaging 286 this year. One runner on second for Moberly. Two outs. First pitch. Grounded past the third baseman into left. Hope Calvert coming around third. She's going to try to score, and she slides in safely. Standing on first with an RBI single is Haley Hardy, and Moberly ties it up at two here in the top of the second. So we are all tied up as Hardy stands on first base. Heads up base running there by Calvert, seeing that that ball slowed down as it dribbled into left field. Amber Duncan will go out to the mound to talk to her pitcher, Allie Clark. Take this time to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto. Domino's Pizza, PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent, Tim Jeffries, CPA, AK's Guns and Ammo, and CNR Transmission and Auto Repair. Alexia Betts will now pitch for Macon. She pitched their last game against Kirksville, gave up one run, but she was able to get almost every Kirksville hitter to hit one in the air or on the ground, which if you're a pitcher, those are perfect hits that you want. You want to put it in place so your defense is able to get it easily. And that's what she was able to do against Kirksville. Take a few more of our sponsors. Moberly Motors, Harpster Equipment, the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Moberly School District. ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet Frozen Foods. Macon R1 School District and Macon Healthcare Center. So Allie Clark leaves after pitching 1 2/3, and Alexia Betts will now be in the circle. The sophomore, her first pitch down the middle to Michaela Payne, back to the top of the order for Moberly. So it's 0-1 on Payne with two down here in the top of the first. Moberly tied it up 2-2, and they have Hardy standing on first base. And the 0-1 hit right up the middle into center field for a base hit. Hardy over to second. Payne will stand on first with a single. Moberly, two on, two out. 2-2 score here in the top of the second. And we'll see Sam Calvert to bat. First pitch, changeup, swing and a miss. Pitch was a bit high as well. Clark was pitching high balls to get some of these Moberly hitters, and Betts continues that right now. 0-1 gets a grounder over to short, and the throw to first in time for out number three. Two runners left on for Moberly, but they score one, and we're tied up 2-2 going to the bottom of the second. We'll see making up that next in 60 seconds.
Tigers!
Macon R1 School is on the fast track to success and united as a whole. School, students, and community-wide. Macon R1 strives for continuous improvement and takes pride in their accomplishments from top to bottom, whether it be in the classroom or on the field. Macon R1 School has great things happening all the time, always taking pride in giving their best. To find out more about the roar happening at Macon R1 School, visit their website at macon.k12.mo.us or check them out on Facebook.
Macon Tigers!
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
And we're back here at Macon High School. 2-2, all tied up between Macon and Moberly. Bottom of the second. Moberly scoring in the first and second inning. Macon trying to do the same here. They scored two runs back in the first. Now here in the bottom of the second, trying to pull ahead with a run. Maybe get some insurance runs as well. They will start the inning with right fielder Katie Hackman to bat. The junior averaging 167 this season, 286 on base percentage, has one hit, which was a single this year. The righty, no batting gloves for her. Will face Lauren Koenig. Her first pitch down low and inside for a ball. This Macon team is certainly led by plenty of its seniors. All three seniors, according to Amber Duncan, brings leadership to the team. They've been helping out the freshmen. The 1-0 is high and outside, 2-0 on Katie Hackman. And the 2-0. Down low and inside, ball three. Hackman being patient at the plate. Three and 0 on Hackman. Wind up delivery. Just gets the outside corner for a strike. 3-1. No outs here in the bottom of the second. And the 3-1 down low, ball four. So Hackman will take first base on the walk. That will be the first walk given up by Lauren Koenig today. So Maddie Frazier now comes to the plate. With Hackman on first, no outs here in the bottom of the second. 2-2 tie. Frazier's first pitch shows bunt, and pitch goes underneath the bunt for a strike, 0-1. Moberly infield in now, playing in on the corners. Going to have to be aware of Hackman over at first. The 0-1 on to Frazier, high for a ball. She pulled that away in time. So 1-1. Sun beginning to set a little bit more. Still some sunlight over in right field, but for the most part, the rest of the field in the shade. 1-1 on Frazier. Hackman on first. The pitch. Laying down a bunt is Frazier, and it's perfectly placed. The throw is in time over to first, and going over to third now is Hackman. Heads up, base running by her, sliding in safely. So Hackman over to third on the bunt by Frazier, who's out at first. We'll see the bottom of the Macon order with one down here in the bottom of the second. 2-2 tie. And the head back over to third. Calvert scoops it up, but not going to throw it to first in time. She was too worried about the Hackman on third. So runners on the corners for Macon here with only one down in the bottom of the second. 2-2, still tied up. Back to the top of the order we go. Burks goes over to first as the pinch runner. And we'll see Jillian King now. Top of the order for Macon here in the bottom of the second. One down, tie 2-2. Runners on the corners for the Tigerettes. King, the lefty. First pitch from Koenig. Outside, the hard throw back to third, not in time. Sydney Miller worried about Hackman over at third. King back into the batter's box. 1-0 on her. Only one down. Koenig, the delivery, low and outside. Ball 2-0. Miller stands up from her crouch to make sure no runners advance. Infield in just a little bit for this Moberly Lady Spartans team. King gets set for a 2-0 pitch. And the pitch, she hits a grounder over to second. And it's misplayed at second by Reynolds. So one run will score. And sprinting over to third is Burks. And so Macon scores one and still has runners on the corners with one down here in the bottom of the second. They lead 3-2. We'll give that up for an error on Reynolds. So now up to bat. For Macon anyhow, and sprinting over to second on the steal, Jillian King. No contested throw by Miller, making sure that the runner on third doesn't advance. So King standing on second. And a 1-0, high and inside to Anna Howe. Ball 2-0. Macon leading 3-2 here in the bottom of the second over Moberly. And the 2-0 hit foul off to the right. 2-1. Two and one count right now on Anna Howe. Two runners on, both in scoring position. King at second, Burks at third, and one down. Orn Koenig, the delivery, low and inside for ball three. 3-1 on Howe. Howe, a sophomore. One of five sophomores on this Macon team. They have a good young core. 3-1 down low in the dirt ball. Four, the bases are loaded. Still one down here in the bottom of the second. Lexi Miller coming to the plate. She got on base with a single back in the first. Now a perfect opportunity for Macon here to extend its lead early on. Already up one run. The delivery by Koenig to Miller. Hits that one hard. Up the gap in second base. That'll score at least one. Burks comes home and King as well crosses home plate. So two runs score off the base hit by Lexi Miller. That will make it 5-2 Macon here in the bottom of the second. Peyton Milburn takes her first pitch outside for a ball. Want to know on Milburn, still one out. Second pitch down low in the dirt, gets past Miller, and so both runners advance one base. Howe standing on third, and Miller standing on second. and we'll have a conversation in the circle between the pitcher and her defense. I want to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet Frozen Foods, Macon R1 School District, Macon Healthcare Center, the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Ryan Roebuck, your State Farm insurance agent, Long Branch Trophies and Awards, Beauty and Pain LLC, Vision Care Associates LLC, all of Macon. It's a 2-0 count right now in Peyton Milburn. One down, runners on second and third for Macon. Here in the bottom of the second, already up 5-2. And the 2-0. Down low and inside, 3-0. Howe standing on third, Miller on second for this Tiger Reds team. And the 3-0. High fly ball center field, and it will drop for a base hit. One more run will score as Howe comes in, and standing on third is Miller. They had to make sure that Payne couldn't catch up to that one, and she let it drop in front of her for an RBI single for Peyton Milburn. So runners on second and third right now for Macon. Lexi Miller on third as Kate Hawkins out at the plate. Flew out the second in the first. Excuse me, Sydney Miller at home plate. 1-0 on Miller. And the pitch just inside, ball two. Still only one down here in the bottom of the second. Checking over on second base. Milburn still standing on second, and Lexi Miller standing on third. 2-0. And Miller hits it past third base into left field for a base hit. Lexi Miller scores for one run, and coming around third is Peyton Milburn. A two-run double by Sydney Miller. And she makes the score 8-2 here in the bottom of the second. Still only one out. Bases clearing double for Sydney Miller, standing on second with two RBIs. Now we'll see Kate Hawkins. Flew out back in the first to second base, but now she has Sydney Miller on second and one out. The first baseman takes high and outside for a ball, 1-0. Koenig still struggling a little bit on in the circle. The righty delivers. That one's hit hard to the shore. Takes an awkward bounce. Billington mismanaged that one, but not really her fault as it took an awkward jump. She did a good job protecting it with her chest for not going it into the outfield, but that will be an infield base hit for Kate Hawkins. Now we have batted around the order for Macon. We'll see Katie Hackman back to the plate. Umpires checking on Billington, making sure she's okay. It certainly took an awkward bounce and may have looked like it hit her in the face. So we'll take a 30-second break and be back with more here from Macon High School. 8-2, Macon with the lead, bottom of the second, one out. And it looks like Billington is okay. She gets a tap on the shoulder from her head coach, Ryan Taylor. And so we're back at it. Still bottom of the second, only one out. Macon with the 8-2 lead. They're working on a 6-run bottom of the second. Katie Hackman at the plate. Second time around this inning. Takes a ball low, but will be called a strike. The check throw over to third, not in time. And the 0-1. High and outside for a ball, 1-1 on Hackman. 2 on, 1 down here in the bottom of the second. One on the way. Hard hit foul on the ground over to the third base side. That will bring up 1-2. Hackman already has a walk in this inning. Got over to third on a bunt. 1-2 on her. Handing in the circle the pitch. Foul back right in front of us to the backstop. Count remains 1-2. Only one down here in the bottom of the second. Macon has exploded for 6 runs. And the 1-2 to Hackman. Again, tip foul. Good matchup here between her and Koenig. Making a team still undefeated, but they didn't get a ton of practice time last week because of the weather. And the 1-2. High for a ball, 2-2 on Katie Hackman. So they're going into this week a little bit under-practiced. Both teams really that way as well because of all the bad weather we saw last week. 2-2 outside, 3-2. Hackman keeps the bat on her shoulders. Full count on Hackman, 1 down, 2 on here for Macon. The pitch just gets the inside corner, called strike 3. First strikeout of the game for Lauren Koenig. And we'll see Maddie Frazier now to the plate. Had herself a sack bunt in this inning. With 2 outs here in the bottom of the second, Macon up 8-2, 2 runners on as well, both in scoring position. First pitch, swing and a miss by Frazier, strike 1. Frazier, a closed stance at the plate. And on 0-1, outside corner, strike 2, 0-2. Danny getting propped up by her teammates from the dugout. And the 0-2 high and outside, 1-2. Frazier has scored 3 runs this year as a pinch runner. Got the nod in the starting lineup tonight. The 1-2 down the middle, strike 3. 2 strikeouts in a row by Lauren Koenig to end the bottom of the second. But Macon scores 6, and they lead 8-2 as we go to the top of the third. You're on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Whose pride?
Blues pride.
Whatever the sport, whatever the event, you've got to have pride in the Moberly Public School System. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff show that Spartan pride for the students of Moberly School District. Pride for those excelling in academics and pride for the athletes. Show your school spirit for the 2018 football season. Go Spartans! From the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Moberly School District.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Tara Ginter at the plate smacks a grounder into left field for a base hit. She'll round first and scampers over to second for to start the top of the third with a double. That is the way Moberly wanted to start this inning. After giving up 6 runs in the bottom of the second, now down 8-2 here in the top of the third, but plenty of time for this Lady Spartans team to come back. They're doing it correctly now with Ginter standing on second, no outs. And we'll see Mary Billington come to the plate. Billington 0 for 1. Hits a high pop-up to short. Getting under it is Lexi Miller, and she'll make the grab for one out as Ginter stands on second. One down here in the top of the third. Lauren Gaenig now to the plate. Pitcher flew out to third back in the first. 0 for 1 today. Her first pitch outside for a ball. 1-0. Gaenig coming off a game where she pitched out. Gave up 5 earned runs, 2 unearned. And her second pitch, a high fly ball left field. That's going back. That one's a home run. Lauren Gaenig, a 2-run homer here in the top of the third. That'll help out Moberly just a little bit. And she makes it 8-4. Getting a high five from her coach, Ryan Taylor, as she rounds third. Helping herself out in the circle. 8 earned runs for her, but she's helping her team on the offensive side now. 8-4. Moberly cuts the lead. Still one out here in the top of the third. Moberly trying to stage a comeback. Kat Hager up to the plate. The senior 1-for-1 today with a single back in the first. Steps into the plate, open stance. First pitch, hit shallow, shot into right field. Hager will stay over at first. But the Moberly bats coming alive here in the top of the third. So now Hager standing on first. Macy Hardwick coming to the plate. Still only one out here in the top of the third. Moberly now down 8-4. Lights turned on here in Macon High School. Sun has fully set. And the first pitch to Hardwick. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Hardwick struck out swinging in the second. As Hager stands on first. 0-1 on Hardwick. The pitch from Bettis. Nicks the outside corner. Strike two. 0-2. Bettis has a 1.66 ERA, 1-0 this year. She has started 3 games, comes into relief today. The 0-2, that's a bunt down the first baseline, perfectly placed by Hardwick. That will advance Hager as Hardwick thrown out at first. But she does the job. Hager now in scoring position with 2 down in the top of the third. Moberly down 8-4, but a 2-run homer by Lauren Koenig. Help them come back to cut that lead in half. Quincy Reynolds coming to the plate. The righty wearing 1 batting glove on her left hand. No batting glove on her right. Hager standing at second. First pitch, high fastball, swing and a miss from Reynolds. Nice pop of the glove in Sydney Miller's glove. Had dust flying everywhere. That's how hard that pitch was. So 0-1 on Reynolds with 2 down, top of the third. The 0-1 swung and fouled back. Just a bit early on that one, got a tip of it. And it's 0-2 on the Moberly second baseman. Hager on second, 2 down, top of the third. 8-4 making lead. The 0-2 fouled back. Reynolds flew out to third, back in the second. 0-for-1 today. And the 0-2 in the dirt. Miller stopping it with her body. If not, that would have had Hager going over to the third, but she keeps it in play. 1-2 on Reynolds, 2 down. That home run by Koenig, her first of the year. Team's second home run this season. Back-to-back games with home runs as well. And Reynolds right back to the pitcher. Bettis throws her out at first. But Moberly scores 2 on a Lauren Koenig 2-run home run shot to left field. And the score is 8-4, making with the lead. And they're at bat here coming up in the bottom of the third. On 99.9, the captain will be back in 60 seconds.
Want a tire that lasts up to 85,000 miles without sacrificing all-season performance or fuel efficiency? Then Rick Service and Tire in Bavera is a tire for you. It's Yokohama's Abbott Ascend, the only touring tire in the world with advanced orange oil compound. Developed with their most durable high-performance compound ever, Yokohama has created a tire that eliminates the trade-offs. so you get long tread life, all-season performance, great fuel efficiency, and a quiet ride. Stop by Rick Service and Tire in Bevier and ask to see the Yokohama Avid Ascend.
Vision and eye health impact your waking hours, whether you are driving at night, watching a ball game, or reading the newspaper. The time to see an eye care professional is before you have eye health or vision problems. The doctors at Vision Care Associates, LLC, are dedicated to serving your eye health and vision needs. To protect your eye health, make an appointment to see their qualified, experienced doctors and staff at 1705 Prospect Drive in Macon. The doctors and staff at Vision Care Associates in Macon hope to see you soon. Proud supporters of the Macon Tigers and Tigerettes.
All right, we'll start the bottom of the third here on 99.9 The Captain, CentralMoInfo.com. Moberly coming off a two-run top of the third to make it 8-4 in favor of Macon. Plenty of time for this Lady Spartans team to come back as well, but Macon trying to extend its lead even more. As we see Alexia Bettis up to bat. Took over for Allie Clark. And her first pitch down low in the dirt. Lauren Koenig still in the circle for Moberly. And she had a rough second inning, but come top of the third, hit a home run. She was all smiles. I'm sure that was a stress reliever. Her 1-0 high fastball swung on and missed by Bettis. So we'll be 1-1 on the Macon pitcher. 1-1 pitch from Koenig. Just inside, ball 2, 2-1. Again, that was Koenig's first home run of the season. Moberly second as a team. They had one home run by Billington in their last game against Fulton. And a 2-1, swung and a miss and a high one. Strike 2. Two and two on Bettis. And the pitch in the dirt, and that hit her foot. So Bettis will take first. So we'll see the top of the make in order. Jillian King coming to bat, the lefty. 0 for 1 today. Got on base from an error in the second. And the lefty, two batting gloves, steps on into the lefty batter's box. Runner on first is Bettis. And the first pitch, swung and fouled, grounder to the right. On defense, King, according to her head coach, Amber Duncan, wraps the outfield together defensively. And she's facing an 0-1 pitch here. Down low and outside, ball 1, 1-1 on Jillian King. Takes an aggressive practice swing, her silver bat. Green trim. 1-1, and the pitch. Hits a hard one right back at Lauren Koenig up the middle at second for a base hit. So King now 1-for-2 today. Got a Howe now to the plate. So King on first, Bettis on second. And no outs here, still in the bottom of the third, making up 8-4. Trying to add on to their four-run lead. Out, first pitch. Hard hit one, left center field. That'll fall for a base hit. And all the runners advance one. The throw to third won't be in time for Bettis. And we will have bases loaded for Lexi Miller. The second time in this game that Lexi Miller will come to the plate with bases loaded. Bettis on third, King on second, and Howe at first. Still no one out in the bottom of the third. Lauren Koenig in the circle, winds, delivers. Down the middle, strike. Miller keeps the bat on her right shoulder. No batting gloves for the freshman. 0-1. High and outside, 1-1. Bases loaded. You'd imagine a ground ball here would probably be thrown home. And the 1-1. Hit right back to the pitcher underneath her glove and up the middle for a base hit into center field. Two runs will score for Macon. And Howe will stand on second. while Milburn stands, or excuse me, Lexi Miller stands on first on the two-run single by Lexi Miller. Ten to four, Macon's lead here in the bottom of the third. Milburn hits a hard one to right field. That's over the head of Wooten. And sprinting around third is how she's going to score. And holding up at third base is Lexi Miller on the one-run double by Peyton Milburn. Still no outs here in the bottom of the third. 11-4 is Macon's lead. Runner on second and third, Sydney Miller. First pitch CCs, foul back. Runners on second and third. Lexi Miller on second, or excuse me, Peyton Milburn on second. Lexi Miller on third. And the 0-1. In the dirt for a ball, and it gets past Ginter. And the throw home not in time as there's heads-up base running there by Lexi Miller. And so she scores on the pass ball to make it 12-4. Still no outs. Milburn stands on third. It's a 1-1 count on Sydney Miller. 12-4, her Macon Tigerettes team leads Moberly in the bottom of the third. Still no outs. Miller, the 1-1 outside and high for a ball. 2-1. Miller in to the righty batter's box. 2-1. Koenig, the pitch. High and outside, 3-1. One on, no out, 3-1. Pitch, hard hit right to the shortstop, Billington. She'll scoop it up, the throw to first in time. But Peyton Milburn comes in to score on the fielder's choice. To make the score 13-4. One down here in the bottom of the third. We'll see Kate Hawkins now at the plate. The sophomore 1-for-2 today. And the bases are empty for her with one out. Koenig, first pitch to her. Down the middle for a strike, 0-1. Oh, and one on Hawkins, one down, bottom of the third. 0-1, high and outside, 1-1. 13-4 is Macon's lead, bottom of the third here from Macon High School. 1-1 count on Hawkins. The righty, Koenig, winds, delivers. Hard hit ball, left field, back to the wall, and that one is going to bounce on the warning track and hit the wall. Hawkins rounds first over to second for a stand-up double. We'll see Katie Hackman now to the plate. 13-4, still one down here in the bottom of the third. Hawkins standing on second, and Katie Hackman to the plate. She's had a plate appearance, and she was walked back in the second. First pitch. Blooper left side of the field, and that is caught by Calvert in foul territory on the third base side for out number two. Maddie Frazier now to the plate. Had a sack bunt in the second. She also was struck out looking in the second. It was a long second inning for Macon. They batted around the order. Hawkins on second, two down, bottom of the third. Frazier's first pitch she sees outside and high for a ball. Blooper close stance for Frazier. Koenig winds and delivers the 1-0. And the dirt inside, 2-0. Count on Frazier. And the pitch inside for a ball, 3-0. Hawkins still on second. Frazier, 3-0 count for her with two outs. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. 3-1. Overly infield in just a little bit on the corners. 3-1. In the dirt. Ball four. Frazier takes first. Alexia Bettis to the plate. This is her second time to bat this inning, and she fouls it back for a strike, 0-1. Bettis was hit by a pitch to start this inning. Now it's making 13-4 over Moberly here in the bottom of the third. Hawkins on second. 0-1 on Bettis. And the pitch. It's a blooper to third, and it's caught by Calvert for out number three. But Macon does some damage. They score five here in the bottom of the third to go up 13-4. We go to the top of the fourth. Making up 13-4 on Moberly.
Cardiac rehabilitation at the Wellness Center at Samaritan Hospital is the solution for your heart. The Wellness Center is designed to optimize a cardiac patient's physical and social functioning. Patients at the Wellness Center are helped to safely reach and maintain their optimal level of activity. A doctor's referral is necessary for admission to the Wellness Center. Visit them online at smhmo.org.
And we're back here at Macon High School. It is 13-4 in favor of Macon here in the top of the fourth. Moberly down big, trying to come back. They had a two-run home run in their last half inning. They were at bat, off the bat of Lauren Koenig. So we'll see if they can do something similar here. Haley Hardy to bat. 1-for-1 today. First pitch, and that's a grounder right at the middle, and it's a short one, and it won't be played in time. Hardy has an infield single. It went right back to the pitcher, Clark, and she fielded it, knocked it down, but couldn't contain it. So standing on first is Hardy, that infield single to start the top of the fourth. Kayla Payne to bat. She's 1-for-1 today, hit by a pitch in the first, got a single in the second, and she takes ball one on her first pitch. Hardy standing on first. No outs, top of the fourth. And the 1-1-0 is down low for a ball, 2-0. Macon's lead, top of the fourth. 2-0. Payne hits a hard one over the head of second baseman Howe into right field. And so there will be two on for Moberly. Hardy at second, Payne at first. Payne now 2-for-2. Sam Calvert to bat. First pitch, foul back. 0-1. Overly's in the middle of a very tough part of their schedule. They will be playing six games in 7 days. They started with Marshall on the 13th, and today as well, as Calvert pops it up shallow infield, and it will be caught by Milburn for out number one. Both runners hold. So Derek Inter now to bat. She had a double in the first, a double in the third. She's 2 for 2 with 2 doubles today. She has 6 doubles on the year. She leads her team in doubles. Perfect time for that right now with 2 runners on. And the first pitch hit hard to the left side, foul. It was a high one. Ginter went after, and she got contact just a little early. Hits it foul to the left. So 0-1 on Ginter. Hardy on first, Payne on second. One down here in the top of the fourth, 0-1 on Ginter. Moberly down 13-4 against Macon, and home plate umpire calls a time, and it'll be a balk. So runners for Moberly will advance one base. So Payne over to second, and Hardy over to third. Alexia Bettis balked on her pitch, so both runners will advance. So 2 runners in scoring position for Moberly, only 1 out. 1-1 on Tara Ginter, who's 2 for 2 tonight. And the 1-1, that's going to be a ground to the left side. Scooped up by third baseman Milburn. The throw home in time. A nice tag applied there by Sydney Miller. And that will be 2 down. A smart heads-up play by Milburn to throw that home. That leaves Moberly with runners on the corners. Payne on first. And standing, Payne on third, excuse me, standing on first is Tara Ginter. But I believe they're going to get 3 outs here. Umpire is explaining why that will end the inning. Not 100% sure what that explanation was, but that will be 3 outs here in the top of the fourth. So we go to the bottom of the fourth. 13-4, Macon's lead is big, and they will have a chance to extend it coming up in 60 seconds on 99.9 The Captain.
So what if you're walking out to your car after work today and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. Ryan Roebuck in Macon is that State Farm agent. Ryan's got your back when things go wrong. So call Ryan Roebuck in Macon today at 385-5757. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for big discounts on pre-owned vehicles? Thomas Motors has a huge selection of one-owner local trade-ins, like a 2013 Buick LaCrosse, a 2007 BMW with low mileage, a 2015 Chevy Impala, and much more. Stop in Thomas Motors in Moberly today to find big discounts on their huge selection of pre-owned vehicles. Online at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
Who's pride?
Blues pride.
Whatever the sport, whatever the event, you've got to have pride in the Moberly Public School System. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff show that Spartan pride for the students of Moberly School District. Pride for those excelling in academics and pride for the athletes. Show your school spirit for the 2018 football season. Go Spartans! From the Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Moberly School District.
We'll see Jillian King to lead off the bottom of the fourth for Macon. Already up 13-4. Lauren Koenig still in the circle for Moberly. She takes ball outside. 1-0. The call to end the top of the fourth. Ginter did not make a motion after the pitcher had been in the circle to either base that she was on. She was kind of in no man's land between first and second. You have to make a motion towards some base. You have to commit. You can't just stand there when the pitcher has the ball in the circle. So that was called another out. So that is why the top of the fourth ended. So King now, 2-0 on her to start the bottom of the fourth. Pitch from Koenig. It's that one over to short. Billington goes through her legs into left center field for a base hit by Jillian King. She is now 2 for 3, and she has batted in every inning thus far, first, second, third, and now fourth. So Anna Howe now to the plate. Righty, 2 white batting gloves, silver bat. With King on first. No one out. Bottom of the fourth, making up 13-4. First pitch. Swing, a high pop fly, playable in the infield, and it will be caught by Calvert, almost running into Billington, but no damage done there by either player for out number one. So Lexi Miller coming to the plate. Miller 3-for-3 tonight. Three RBIs, and she scored two runs of her own. First pitch to her. That's a hit and run for Make, and she'll hit that in the gap in right field. Heading over to third is King, and sprinting to second is Miller. She'll pass second, head to third. King heads home. She scores standing up. And Miller on third base with an RBI triple. What a hit and run. Lexi Miller, good call there by head coach Amber Duncan. And that puts Macon up 14-4 here in the bottom of the fourth. Peyton Milburn at the plate. No outs. Excuse me, one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Her first pitch to Milburn is a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Miller standing on third. And the 0-1 to Milburn. Hard hit, but that's foul off to the left. They retrieve the ball from the fans on the left side. Umpire, home plate umpire, puts a couple in his pockets. And we're ready to go. 0-2 count on Milburn. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. 14-4 Macon's lead. Julian King standing on third. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Or they're going to call that one a ball. Excuse me. It was a check swing by Milburn. So 1-2. And a 1-2 pitch. Chop foul down the third baseline. Count remains 1-2 with one down here in the bottom of the fourth. It's been all Macon thus far. They have scored 2 in the first, 6 in the second, and 5 in the third. And now 1 here in the fourth to make it 14-4. Jillian King standing on third for the Tigerettes in prime scoring position. One, two counts on Milburn. Koenig winds and delivers. Chopped foul down the third base line once again. Count remains 1-2. And Sydney, excuse me, Ginter wanted to get an extra baseball back. Home plate umpire making sure they have all the baseballs available. A 1-2 count right now on Milburn. One down in the bottom of the fourth. 14-4 Macon lead, trying to extend it even more here. And a 1-2. Low and outside. 2-2. Sun now pretty fully set over the Macon High School softball stadium as the 2-2 pitch on the way to Milburn from Lauren Koenig, just inside for a ball. 3-2, full count. Sky a nice dark blue color as it sun setting. Lights fully on here, and the stands are full. Good crowd on hand from Overly Macon. 3-2, hit right center field. Pop fly. That one is going to fall in the gap, and all the way to the wall it goes, easily scoring Jillian King. And standing on second with an RBI double is Peyton Milburn. Macon continues to hit the ball well with one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Milburn standing on second. And this time, Ryan Taylor will come in to make a pitching change. Maddie Finno will go over to third base. Hardwell will come out as well from left field. And we'll see Madison Klosterman come in to pitch. The freshman getting some time in the circle. Finnell now in at third. Klosterman to pitch. And Kat Hager, I believe, will remain at first. She's talking to second base umpire right now. There will be some changes here as Klosterman warms up the freshman. Doesn't see a ton of playing time, but she will see some here in the bottom of the fourth. Lots of ground to make up for Moberly, down 15-4 to make it. Also, Maddie Finnell will go over to third. Take this time to thank some of our sponsors here on 99.9 The Captain, as well as CentralMoInfo.com. ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet Frozen Foods, Macon R1 School District, Macon Healthcare Center, the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Ryan Roebuck, your State Farm insurance agent, Long Branch Trophies and Awards, Beauty and Pain LLC, Vision Care Associates LLC, all of Macon. Madison Wooten will switch over from right field to left field. She's over in left now. I believe she switched with Hardwick. But at the plate, Sydney Miller right now, her first pitch, down the middle for a strike. Peyton Milburn standing on second after an RBI double. Still only one down here in the bottom of the fourth. 15-4 is Macon's lead. And the first, second pitch from Klosterman is in there for strike two, 0-2. An 0-2 count on Sydney Miller. Miller is 2-for-2 today. And she hits that one foul down the left sideline. One down, bottom of the fourth. 0-2 count on Sydney Miller. Klosterman delivers. High and outside, 1-2. Milburn pretending like she's going to go over to third, but dashes back to second. One, two count. And the pitch. Chopper over to short. Billington can't come up with it. It goes past her into left. As Milburn heads over to first and standing on, heads over to third, and Sydney Miller over to first on the single. Kate Hawkins to the plate. Only one down here in the bottom of the fourth. And the first pitch, it's stealing first, and she tries to bunt it, but it's bunt foul, so that will be strike one. Miller tried to steal second. It was a bunt and run. And it will call Kate Hawkins out. So we'll see Katie Hackman with two outs, bottom of the fourth, 15-4 Macon lead. Klosterman in the pitch for the Lady Spartans, runners on the corners for the Tigerettes. First pitch, high and outside, and sprinting over to second base is Wood as the pinch runner, and she'll make it easily. Klosterman now, first pitch, inside, ball one, 1-0 on Hawkins. Two down, bottom of the fourth, making up 15-4. Runners on second and third. And the pitch delivery, low and inside again. Almost gets past Ginter, and no activity on the base paths. 3-0. On Hawkins, the delivery down the middle, strike. Hawkins keeps the bat on her shoulders. 3-1. T- Tigerette's defense really their strength, but so far it's been all offense in this one. The 3-1, swing and a miss. Strike two. She thinks it's strike three, but she goes back, double checks with the umpire. The scoreboard here at Macon High School says that was strike two. So it's 3-2, full count on Kate Hawkins, or excuse me, on Katie Hackman. Two runners on, and the payoff pitch from the freshman Fosterman. And that's tipped foul behind the backstop. So we'll do that again. Full count, two outs. Bottom of the fourth, making up 15-4. They have two runners in the scoring position. Madison Klosterman, the freshman, delivers the full count pitch. That's, again, hit foul behind us. Nice little battle going on between Hackman and Klosterman. And the full count delivery. And that's hit foul down the third baseline. It was a nice, clean hit, just too far to the left of the base. So the count remains full, 3-2 with two outs. This will be the seventh pitch in the at-bat. Two outs. Bottom of the fourth, making up 15-4. Klosterman, the full count pitch. High and outside. Ball four, and bases are loaded. So Hackman on first on the walk. And we'll see Maddie Frazier now to the plate with two down. Frazier 0-for-1, had a sack bunt and a walk as well back in the second. She takes her first pitch high for a ball. Bases are loaded for Frazier. The 1-0 pitch coming from the freshman, Klosterman. Inside corner, strike one, 1-1. Been two runs scored in this inning thus far. 1-1 count on Frazier, the pitch. Down the middle for strike two. 1-2. Still two down, bottom of the fourth. Foster sets and delivers the 1-2. Chopper over to second. It's played well, and the throw to first in time for out number three. Some more damage done by Macon. It's 15-4 Tigerettes. Moberly to bat in the top of the fifth, coming up in 90 seconds.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
I'm looking for a new shell.
A shell? We've got insurance, but no shells. Who is this?
Your friendly neighborhood turtle. Don't you have something for everyone?
Well, we mean we have insurance for everyone. Well, why do you need a shell?
Well, I've been trying to impress some new lady turtles.
Well, if you're a talking turtle, I think you've got a leg up on all the other guys. I mean, turtles.
We don't like it when you make fun of our short legs.
Impressing turtles all over town since 1964. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Vision and eye health impact your waking hours, whether you are driving at night, watching a ball game, or reading the newspaper. The time to see an eye care professional is before you have eye health or vision problems. The doctors at Vision Care Associates, LLC, are dedicated to serving your eye health and vision needs. To protect your eye health, make an appointment to see their qualified, experienced doctors and staff at 1705 Prospect Drive in Macon. The doctors and staff at Vision Care Associates in Macon hope to see you soon. Proud supporters of the Macon Tigers and Tigerettes.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even Grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly, or online at akgunsammo.com.
And we're back here at Macon High School. 15-4 is the Macon lead to start the top of the fifth over Moberly. At bat, Mary Billington. 0 for 2 today. 1-1 count on her, and the pitch swung on and missed. Strike 2, 1-2. This Moberly team has struggled to score in this one, and it really has been Macon's hot bats for the most part. They have been hitting every ball they have seen. Billington, a chopper up the middle, and that's going to find center field for a base hit. Moberly has done a very good job in this game getting their leadoff hitters on base. And they were able to convert that back in the third off a two-run Lauren Koenig homer. And doing it again right now in the fifth off a leadoff single by Mary Billington. So we'll see again Lauren Koenig to bat. Billington on first, and the first pitch low for a ball. Koenig 1-for-2, hit that two-run home run back in the third. And 1-0 count on her. Second pitch she sees, rocket to center, but it will be caught by King over in center field. She had nice positioning there on a hard hit ball for out number one. Billington stays over at first. Koenig is certainly seeing that ball well, making contact. Cat Hager to bat, one out, top of the fifth, 15-4. Pickens lead. First pitch, laser foul to the right side. Hager 2-for-2 today. Scored a run back in the second. Got over to second base in the third inning off a bunt, but was stranded there. Chopper again up the middle. That will get into center field for another base hit. Two on, one out for Moberly here in the top of the fifth. Billington on second, Hager on first. And we'll see Madison Klosterman now to bat. She came in to pitch. She's in for Macy Hardwick. First pitch is hit up the middle. And Billington rounds third, and she's headed for home. The throw home, not in time. Hager to second. She overshot that, and the throw to second. That will be in time. Nice awareness there by catcher Sydney Miller. As she got that ball, she lasered that one over to second base. Hager overshot it by just a bit and could not get back in time. So Moberly scores one, but Macon records an out. So that will be two outs here in the top of the fifth. 15-5 now is Macon's lead. Maddie Finnell now to bat. And her first pitch is a strike down the middle. Oh, and one count on Finnell. High fastball, swing and a miss. Strike two. That was upstairs. Finnell couldn't help herself, so it's 0-2 with two down here in the top of the fifth. One runner on. And the 0-2, that one's hit up the middle again, but a slow roller, second baseman. And Reynolds, or excuse me, and Howe tags her out, tags that lead runner for out number three. One run scored by Moberly. We go to the bottom of the fifth, 15-5, Macon leads by 10. We'll be back in 90 seconds on 99.9 The Captain.
Are you ready to get that tattoo you've been wanting? Then visit Beauty and Pain, LLC in Macon. All tattoos and piercings are provided by a professional and licensed staff. Tattoos start at $50 and piercings start at $30. Jewelry is included with piercing. You'll also find artwork from local artists displayed for purchase. Located at 704 South Missouri Street in Macon, Beauty and Pain is open from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can also call them at 660-395-PAIN. That's 660-395-PAIN.
C&R Transmission is a manual and automatic transmission service center for foreign or domestic cars, light trucks, and vans. C&R Transmission doesn't stop with transmission service and repair. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. We're talking oil changes, tune-ups, and brakes, large or small. Ask Charlie or Randy about their full line of tires for your car, truck, or van. Call 269-8482 in Moberly or 665-5424 in Kirksville for complete automotive service and repair. Financing is available. C&R Transmission, they fix everything.
While you're planning your budget for next year, don't forget the parking lot. Call Capital Paving now for a free estimate so you can plan the best use of next year's resources, and the quote they give you now will still be good in the spring.
Whether you've got a parking lot, a municipal job, or a highway bridge, Capital Paving is your paving partner. From the driveway to the highway, get a great service on time and on budget. Visit CapitalMo.com to request your free estimate. Capital Paving is paving the best way forward. Now serving Brookfield and North Central Missouri.
So because of the 10-run rule, that will do it for us here from Macon High School. 15-5 is the final score after 5. If the team is up by 10, that is the end of the game. And Macon being the home team, no need to play the bottom of the fifth. So Macon wins this one 15-5. And it was just extraordinarily hitting, great hitting from Macon in this one. They had every player, I believe, get a hit in this one going back down through this box score. Some of the better hitters, Anna Howe, did a tremendous job, had a couple RBIs for herself. Lexi Miller at the heart of the order, number 3. She had 4 RBIs through 4 innings. She was 4-for-4, had a run of her own as well. She had a tremendous game. Peyton Milburn had 2 doubles in the 3rd and the 4th, scoring 4 RBIs of her own after a sack fly in the 1st. So after a rough start in the 1st inning, she came back and went 3-for-3 to finish off 3-for-4. Sydney Miller had a double back in the 2nd. Katie Hackman did a tremendous job getting on base as well. Really 1-9 for this Macon team. Just did a great job getting on base, getting the runners in a scoring position, and playing heads-up baseball on the defensive side of the ball. Catcher Sydney Miller, great job throwing Kat Hager out to end this game at second base after Hager overshot 2nd. And so really well done all-around play by the Tigerettes. They move to 5-0 on the year. And they have the Cairo tournament coming up this weekend on the 15th. And taking a look at next week a little bit, South Shelby and then Canton, where they go to Canton on the 18th. On the Moberly side, they fall to 2-6 on the year. And this is a tough stretch for the Lady Spartans team. They play 6 games in 7 days. They've already had 2 in a row. They're going to have 1 more tomorrow at Marshall. Then they play the Cairo tournament over the weekend. Putnam County, the 17th, the 18th versus Mexico, and the 20th against Kirksville. Luckily, that is all at home for them in next week. So they will at least not have to travel too much. But again, 6 games, 7 days. That is a tough job for any team to do in the middle of a softball season, especially a team right now like Moberly, really trying to find their identity with first-year head coach Ryan Taylor. 15-5, Macon with the win. We'll take one more 60-second break and name the player of the game, try to talk to some of the head coaches as well. And that will all be coming up next here on 99.9 The Captain.
Emailed to him.
Stat.
Sure.
Well, get on it.
He already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks, tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep, gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speed so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley, we mean business.
Here's Debbie Miller about Macon Healthcare Center.
The first time I walked in the place, I was just really impressed. I mean, very nicely decorated, very clean smelling, and I was just very pleasantly surprised when I walked in the door. Their decorating taste is wonderful. I love the way it looks in there.
See Macon Healthcare Center online and take a virtual tour at MaconHealthcareCenter.com.
I mean, it's amazing. She's so much better off being up there.
And we're back here at Macon High School. The final score, once again, 15-5 in favor of Macon through 5 innings because it was a 10-point game, or 10-run game, excuse me. They called this one after 5 innings. So we will try to get the head coaches, possibly Ryan Taylor, to come and talk with us because it would be great to hear from him to see what he has to say after a game like this. Certainly a tough loss. But we do have to name our player of the game as well. And the player of the game brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life. And we will give that to Lexi Miller, the Macon shortstop. and freshman. She just played a tremendous game, as we mentioned, 4 for 4 today. She had 4 RBI. She scored a run back in the first, and she did a tremendous job getting on base as well. So Farmers, the player of the game, will go to Lexi Miller, and that will be the brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life, will go to Lexi Miller. So that'll do it for us here from Macon High School. Ben Wittenstein with you here, 15-5. Macon takes the win. Macon goes to 5-0, and Lady Spartans drop to 2-6. And we'll talk to you later here on 99.9 The Captain.